Good morning, Vancouver. It is 8:35 in the a.m. This is the Suburban Jungle Show. Unfortunately, getting a late start this week. My apologies. Had some traffic and car troubles along the way. A little bit of overheating or something like that. But anyways, nonetheless, we are on the air. Normally 8 to 10 a.m. Wednesday mornings here at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the beautiful city. And coming up, we'll have a lot of great music. We'll have some information for you. Who knows, maybe even some ticket giveaways. It's all possible, folks. Looking like a beautiful day out there, I gotta say that much. Nice and sunny. Get that fog burnt off sometime this morning. And we should be up to cooking temperature by this afternoon. They're talking about 27, 28 inland, perhaps higher. Perhaps as much as 30 in the valley, looking at about 21 near the water. So get out and enjoy the day, folks. Could be a good day to call in sick. Yeah, that's it. We'll call in sick and go golfing. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Stay tuned, folks. Music right now.
Thank you.
8:51 in the AM, you are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. That was music from the Bee Gees. Nights on Broadway, the name of that track. And just before that, we heard some Tito Puente off the Latin Jazz compilation. We heard Cha-Cha-Cha, the name of that track. Air did Les Professionnels off their album Premier Symptôme. And at the top of the show, Ennio Morricone, the good, the bad, the ugly. Stay tuned. Lots more great music coming your way. President Bush will tell the American nation Thursday evening that he plans to reduce the American troop presence in Iraq by as many as 30,000 troops by next summer, but will condition those and further cuts on continued progress, the Associated Press has learned. In a 15-minute address from the White House at 9 p.m., Bush will endorse the recommendations of his top general and top diplomat in Iraq. Following their appearance at 2 days of grillings in Congress, administration officials said so. I suppose that's good news. It'd be good if they could get out of there altogether, but obviously you can't do that so fast. The thing could implode. She could blow up real good, real good. Anyways, it's a mess over there, folks. They'll be there for some time, I'm sure. But anybody who can be sent back, good to see, good to see. I'm sure the families will be glad. It is 8:52 in the a.m. You can catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Right now we've got some music for you from Stereo Total off their album Paris Berlin. And the track is called Complex mit dem Sex.
Here 2 years ago.
How are the children?
We didn't have any children.
Oh, yes, of course.
How was your prostate operation?
Fine. Good as new. In fact, it's better than ever.
Look, Frank, I know this is awkward, But you're not still obsessed with our relationship, are you?
Obsessed? Who's obsessed? Just because you backed out on the wedding 2 years ago, I've forgotten all about it. It's ancient history, like the Democratic Party.
Frank.
He was in tears, in church, crying like a baby.
Frank, get a hold of yourself.
I had to return 13 Cuisinarts.
That's enough, Frank, really.
I kept the salad shooter, though.
Jane, there you are.
9:02 in the a.m. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, live here at 101.9. Those were the Urban Surf Kings paging Omar off their album Get Instrumental. The Dead Cats did the Munsters theme to the show, the Munsters, Eddie Munster, great American hero. And Stereo Total did Complex mit dem Sex off their latest album, Paris Berlin, which, from what I've tried of it so far, appears to be a very good album. And the jury in record producer Phil Spector's murder trial resumed deliberations Tuesday, a day after seeking to see the snub-nosed revolver that was used to shoot actress Lana Clarkson.
Here I come.
A bailiff carried the .38 caliber revolver to the jury room in a box on Monday, so they're locked into a room, 12 angry men or women, whatever. Be interesting to see what happens with him. I have a feeling that Phil could get convicted, but then again, it's all circumstantial, so who the heck knows? And news here from Las Vegas. Somewhere, Kevin Federline is laughing as an out-of-shape, out-of-touch Britney Spears delivered what was destined to be the most talked-about performance of the MTV Video Music Awards, but for all of the wrong reasons, folks. Kicking off the show Sunday night with her new single, Gimme More, Spears looked bleary and unprepared, much like her recent tabloid exploits on the streets of L.A. She walked through her dance moves with little enthusiasm, appeared to have forgotten the art of lip-syncing. And perhaps most embarrassingly, her once-taught frame, she looked embarrassingly out of shape. So that's it. Britney's definitely got to get back in the gym. We've got to get her into one of those steam box things with her head sticking out the top. So we're going to steam her down and get her on an exercise bike, one of those ones that goes back and forth, you know. One of those, get one of those machines there with the belt that goes back and forth. Get her butt going against that thing, you know. And I tell you, 6 to 12 months, keep her off the booze, off the Jack Daniels, and we get her back into shape, back down to her fighting weight. I think it could be possible. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. 9:04 now in the AM. Right now, music from Atomic 7. Stay tuned. And we're back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from the Clifford Gilberto. I Wish I Was a Moto, the name of that track. Atomic 7 did Devil's Mittens, and the Urban Surf Kings did Paging Omar. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 in the beautiful city of Vancouver. News here from Rome. Luciano Pavarotti's adult daughters complained Tuesday night about media reports claiming they are squabbling with the late tenor's second wife. They also said they were not aware that their father made any changes to his will as he neared death after a long bout with pancreatic cancer, as was reported by some. So hopefully those girls will be able to, get over their little thing here, their squabble. And news from Los Angeles, Lindsay Lohan has another court date. Judge Tuesday refused to dismiss portions of a lawsuit against the 21-year-old actress for an October 2005 incident in which her Mercedes-Benz collided with a van. Superior Court Judge Michael Stern rejected a motion that argued the lawsuit lacked legal sufficiency and set April 7th for the trial. So she's kind of in and out of court with and without underwear, as it were. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Right now, music from the latest album from Pink Martini. Stay tuned.
lonely.
Come on, Nero. Laugh it up, kid. You know, funny stuff. Come on, laugh.
And that was music from Steffi Schock off the Café Malie Volume 4, Les Averses, the name of that track. Pink Martini before that off their latest album, Hey Eugene, did Tempo Perdido. And going way back there, we heard some Clifford Gilberto, I Wish I Was a Moto, the name of that track. 9:20 in the a.m. Beautiful day outside, folks. Should have the Velvet Pussycat weather update coming in shortly via the shortwave. He, of course, being the world's only weather predicting cat, but I think he's still sleeping because he's keeping very strange hours right now. He's sort of in the dotage of his life, the autumn of his years, as it were, and he's vaguely losing his mind, but still uncanny with the weather. So, you know, you got to take that for what it's worth, right? We have more music coming up right now. We've got something for you from Sean Lee, Voices and Choices, the name of the album. The track is called Tenth Bossa, and you are listening to The Suburban Jungle Show Available streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Right now, Sean Lee. We'll be right back.
stereo speaker.
Hey, man, what's that sound?
In your stereo speaker, a freak.
What's that sound?
Boo Kids 3D Stereo Sound. That was Thunderball off the ESL remixed album Stereotonic, the name of the track. Johnny Osborne off the Jamaica to Toronto album African Wake, the name of the track. Sean Lee did Tense Bossa, and Steffi Schock did Les Averses. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, live here at 101.9. Harrods of London has hired a live Egyptian cobra snake to guard a pair of 60,000 pound, i.e. $120,000, jewel-encrusted designer sandals. The highly aggressive and deadly snake, called Cedric, was hired to guard a pair of Rene Calvilla sandals encrusted with rubies, sapphires, and diamonds. Security experts were divided on how effective the cobra would be as a deterrent to thieves, but made an ideal photo opportunity for the flagship store in London's Knightsbridge. Well, I'd imagine it makes pretty good security, you know, unless the, who knows, maybe the, you know, the would-be perpetrator may have just watched an old episode of Batman or something, and he's got his anti-Egyptian cobra snake spray, perhaps, out of his little belt or something, you know? That could sometimes happen. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. Right now, we've got something for you off the latest Toots and the Maytals album. The track is called Johnny Cool Man. Stay tuned.
Me, don't ask me if my name was Johnny Coolman. I say yes, man. They call me Johnny Coolman. Thick and strong, can break my bones, and words just don't bother me. I was on the other hand. Johnny Coolman. Me, don't ask me if my name was Johnny Coolman. I say yes, man. They call me Johnny Coolman. Stick and stone can break my bones, and words don't bother me. And words don't bother me. They call me Johnny Coolman. They call me Johnny Coolman. I work so hard for an honest friend. And the cops come checking me, don't ask me if my name was Johnny Coolman. They call me Johnny Coolman. I wake up soon and I feel so good. And the cops come knocking on my door asking me if my name was Johnny Coolman. I say yes, man. They call me Johnny Coolman. Yeah. And stick and fall can break my bones. Words don't bother me. Johnny Coolman. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny Coolman.
Let's go over here and talk private for a minute.
It was a late night. Drove home under street light with my music turned up high. Oh, so high, everything was okay. Until I saw a white car come my way. I checked the speedometer and yelled, "Mayday, Mayday, yeah." His lights flashed on. He pulled me over, said, "Son, don't you know you're going 30K over?" I said, "No, officer, this can't be so. My Geo Metro only goes up
Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot. We hope you will reach for one of these. New Bartles and James Brown wine cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity grape,
get down.
Crime of passion fruit,
oh, get my fist.
And my personal favorite, papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown wine coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Now, a massage from the Swedish Prime Minister.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world below. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. Traveling through this world below, but there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there. Just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm just a going over home. I'm just a going over.
This is the title track off of our record.
9:45 in the AM, 9:44, in fact. That was Nico Case off the Live in Austin, Texas album, Wayfaring Stranger, the name of the track. April March did Voodoo Doll. The Quest did Speeding Ticket off the BC Ska compilation. And Toots and the Maytals off their latest album, Light Your Light. Johnny Cool Man. Johnny Cool Man. Stay tuned. Lots more coming your way. You are listening to The Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 and available streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. North America's top five movies this week, and this is for September 12th, folks. Today being September 12th. Number one movie right now, 310 to Yuma. Number two, Halloween. Number three, Superbad. Number four, School Shoot 'em Up. Shoot 'em up. It wasn't School Shoot 'em Up. I'm sorry. That was Freudian or something. Shoot 'em Up. And number five movie right now, The Bourne Ultimatum. Still haven't seen it, but I gotta see it soon. It sounds good. Sounds good, folks. Going back to music here. The band is called I'm From Barcelona. Album's called Let Me Introduce Myself, and the track is called We're From Barcelona. Stay tuned, lots of great music coming your way.
No, no, no.
Love is a feeling that we don't understand, but we're gonna give it to ya. We'll aim for the stars, we'll aim for your heart when the night comes. And we'll bring you love, you'll be one of us when the night comes. I'm gonna sing this song with all.
French station can do for Monsieur Bond?
Later, perhaps.
Down.
my body, body and me.
The secret garden.
You're my body, my body and me.
My spirit and body.
The secret garden. Dancing with my hand.
My spirit and body.
My vocal cord.
Secret garden.
I'm dancing with my
drinking, lusting, and his hunger for power became known to more and more people. The demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR, that was Boney M. Rasputin, the name of the track. Defaz before that did Dancing With My Hands off the Days of Twang album, and the Thieves of Kailua off their self-titled album did Waikiki Serenade. That's it for music right there, folks. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Coming up next, we got the Planet Lovetron show, but Robbie Robot has called in. He's a couple of minutes behind. It seems like there's traffic trouble and other delays breaking out all over the city. But it's going to be a beautiful day out there, so folks, make sure to enjoy the day. In a rare appearance on somebody else's talk show, David Letterman was a guest at the 22nd season premiere of the Oprah Winfrey Show, which taped before thousands of cheering fans at Madison Square Garden in New York City instead of in Chicago, as per usual. Winfrey asked Letterman 60 if he was, quote, interview phobic, and he said, well, it's just that, you know, when you have your own show, you have plenty of time to talk about whatever you want to talk about anyways, the host of Late Show with David Letterman said. So I didn't catch, you know, more of the interview than that, but that was the quote. And a German mugger who picked on a blind man had the shock of his life when his victim turned out to be a world judo champ, blind judo champ, that is. Michael Esser, 33, a world champion last year in martial arts for the visually impaired, ended up pummeling his 17-year-old attacker into submission. So good to see that it ended well, and that the 17-year-old attacker was, in fact, pummeled. Because it's important, you know, that these guys, from time to time, get a good pummeling. And a Chinese man has blown up a hot water bottle with his nose and made it explode. It took him only 2 minutes for Zhang Zhenghui, 52, of Liling City, to make the bottle burst. Zhang said, somebody blew up a hot water bottle with his mouth on TV, and I tried it, found it wasn't difficult. Then I thought, gee, why not try with my nose? It took Zhang nearly 3 years to perfect the cunning stunt, which he performed outside of a local grocery shop. So congratulations to Zhang Zhenghui of Liling City in China. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. And coming up shortly, the Planet Lovetron show. Right now, more music. We'll be right back.
Gun. Looks more fitting for a woman.
You know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No, I know a little about women.
Somebody help me, yeah. Somebody help me now. Won't somebody tell me what I've done wrong?
And we're back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from the Spencer Davis Group, Somebody Help Me. Before that, Chris Joss did the title track to the album You've Been Spiked. Boney M did Rasputin. That's it for music right there, folks. Just about time to sign off. Robbie Robot expected shortly. I understand his motorcade is entering the compound. And he should be here in a few minutes here. A Japanese man has won the Air Guitar World Championship for the second consecutive year. Ochi Yosuke received the highest score from a panel of judges in the final at the Teatria Rock Club in Oulu near the Arctic Circle in northern Finland. What a perfect place for the World Air Guitar Championship. Apart from the glory, he received a custom-made flying fin electric guitar worth about $3,400 US. So I wonder how they judge the air guitar. You know, what are they judged on? You know, like how limber his fingers are, how fast he can pick. Like, he's not actually playing guitar. But anyways, what are you going to do? Congratulations, nonetheless, to Ochi Yosuke for being a world air guitar champion. And a dog in China has adopted a piglet, nursing it as if it were her own puppy. Huihu from Chongqing City adopted the piglet after her five pups were stillborn. She was extremely depressed, the dog was, for 1 week. Then one night came home with a tiny black piglet following her, says the owner Lao Yi. Lao Yi says that ever since, Huihu has reared the piglet as if it were her own puppy, nursing her and taking her around. What a sweet story, folks. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Little piglet. I actually saw a picture of the piglet being nursed, and I can attest that it is a real thing. I'll sign an affidavit, the whole thing. You've been listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9. Slightly extended play here today, just a little bit after 10 a.m. And the motorcade has, in fact, entered the building. Robbie Robot has reared his head. And he is back, so we're going to sign off shortly here, folks. We're going to leave you here with some music from Bob Marley remixed as well. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Back again next week, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.